covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
The success of a video game cloud streaming service is all based on content, where you can and can't get your favorite games. The industry is getting a shakedown as NVIDIA's GeForce game streaming service has lost four big-name game publishers, with Xbox Game Studios, Warner Bros., Codemasters, and Clay Entertainment pulling their titles by the end of the week. This comes as Microsoft prepares to launch its own game streaming service, Project xCloud, and high-ending streaming company Blade launches a lower-priced version of its Shadow streaming service. With competitors PlayStation Now and Google Stadia also chasing streaming customers and Apple pushing its walled garden game system, the market is entering a new era of competition similar to the movie and TV streaming market a few years ago. The loss of Xbox and Warner Bros. Is significant, yet buried in an announcement that NVIDIA had signed up Ubisoft, whose titles include Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and the Tom Clancy series for GeForce. It painted the changes as an opportunity to refine our library and stressed that 30 of the top 40 most played games on Steam already stream on GeForce Now. Gamers pay NVIDIA $5 a month for now to run games they have already bought at a far higher performance level and speed than their devices can manage. NVIDIA runs its own copies of the games on its high-end servers, takes input from people's controllers, processes it, and then streams video back to the user. While they may seem like overkill, it means ordinary gamers can compete with those on high-end gaming machines, which cost thousands of dollars. With even a microsecond meaning the difference between winning and losing, it is something many are prepared to pay for. But as with TV and movie streaming services, content is everything, and so there is a tussle going on between game developers and operators of streaming services. Google launched its Stadia service with plenty of fanfare a year ago, but has so far disappointed gamers because of its limited selection of games and compatibility issues. It does offer the best resolution at 4K and charges $10 a month, though as we learned last week, you can sign up for a pro account right now to receive it for free for 2 months. PlayStation Now requires you to have a PlayStation and works only with games that run on the platform, although they are pretty extensive and also cost $10 a month. Shadow offers a higher-end service that costs $25 a month and from next month will offer a lower-cost but lower-powered $12 a month option. As for Microsoft's upcoming Project xCloud service, due to launch anytime soon, it won't require users to own an Xbox, and pricing has yet to be announced.